Hey all my ghouls and geists out there. Care with a K. I have another art question. And that's how to stay motivated. How do you stay motivated to do art? And how do you do art consistently? Well, I don't. But if you came here trying to find some magic poultice that you could just rub on your head and suddenly be inspired to do art every day, I have some bad news for you, friends. I don't got that. I also don't have the ability to work every single day. That just ain't how my brain handles that. But setting aside the deadly cocktails of mental illnesses for a second, the energy that you need to create something is a lot. And it's not a steady drip for me. I don't get motivated every day. I'll have like one or two days maybe where my body's like, girl, listen, get this art out right now or we are going to die. And so I capitalize. I get that tingling, I guess, is how I would explain it, in my brain, and whatever I'm doing at the moment, I stop and I'll go to my desk, I'll turn on my tablet and my music, and I'll just start drawing or writing or whatever it is that I've got the itch to do. And sometimes it's intense for me. I don't stop to eat. I don't go to the bathroom for hours. I'll just kind of hyper-focus on this thing. Because I know if I let myself not do that, my attention will shift. I have the attention of a fucking rodent. I cannot focus if I don't tell myself I have to focus. And that weak motivation that I have to do art gets clapped between the fat ass cheeks of depression and the window that I had to do the art is gone. So something like the Inktober challenge, that's a no-go for me. I can't do that. It's not that I can't do 30 pictures in 30 days. It's that I cannot do one picture every single day. And, you know, I could kind of front a little bit, and who doesn't really want to in the art world, realistically. So I'd get that spurt of juju and do like 5 pics in one day, just sit there and grind those puppies out. But then I'd only post one every day. I'd kind of space them out. Before the week is up or before I run out of days, I would probably get another spurt, at least to add like one or two to that backlog that I already started. And so it gives me this downtime in between uploads, and that, my perfect undead minion friends, is really helpful to people with anxiety. To people who feel crunched under a sort of deadline, even self-imposed, it's important to set yourself up for success ahead of time. I've learned, anyway. Maybe you aren't feeling super creative, but you could do something low energy, low impact. Something like writing down bullet points for something that you want to talk about, or making a to-do list for when you're in the zone again. Look up references for poses or something you might want. Just something that's really low energy, minimal effort. Just, I usually shoot for 1% days. If I'm having a bad time, I tell myself that I want to keep going. I want to reach that goal. But I don't have it. I don't have it today. That's not where I'm at today. I can't. So when I hear myself think I can't, my brain instantly says just one thing. You can do. Find it. I don't care if it's writing an email. I don't care if it's looking up times when your next convention is, or applying for the convention. Writing some sort of response or a list or finding something to help your art. Find a tutorial that you want to follow later. Save it. Find pictures. Save them. Like, you don't have to always be creating to do art. Trust me, as somebody who is trying to start doing conventions more regularly, I know that bookkeeping and office work is pretty important. So on the days where I can't draw, I do office work. Let's not even talk about how my downloads folder is really just a jumbled up reference folder with no organization at all. This isn't about me. It's about you. Do what I can't. I believe in you. And something that really motivates me personally, something that makes me look forward to doing the art, is connecting with you guys. I can see the views and the likes in the comments, and I get happy knowing that you guys like a certain thing, or you want to see more of something else. I like to see that you relate to the characters. And I guess I just really like being the art friend. I've never been like, oh god, I got to be the art friend. Like, even when I was young and they'd have those drawing for class assignments, and every time the teacher would say that you had to draw something, the whole class would look at me. And that made me feel hella anxiety, I'm not gonna lie, but it also made me feel good. Like, they were acknowledging that I had a skill that they wanted, that they needed. Instead of just being the person who draws sometimes like a weirdo, I was an asset. And I think I've always had that in my mind. Even though I get depressed and I think my art isn't very good, in the back of my head, I think people want to see it. And it's important to keep going with this thing that I can do that not a lot of many other people can do. It seems that there's a lot of people who can do it, but just remember that there's 7 billion people on this planet. Probably more, but at least 7 billion. And just because you've seen a couple thousand of them in your art spaces doesn't mean that you're any less valid. You're still rare in the face of the world. I think you should keep creating. I guess this isn't very good at motivation, but I want to see it. I want to see your art, and I want to see you believe in yourself in a world that doesn't want you to. I think you should. It definitely helped with my self. Making art to me is standing up for myself. It's saying, not me. Not today, scumbag. You're not taking what makes me, me. You're not taking my heart. You're not taking the child inside of me. I will not allow it. This is my life. And you'll have to pry it from my cold, dead fingers. And I guess that's my magic poultice. That's what gets me up in the morning. That's what keeps me creating. And I guess the thing I'm trying to get across here is, you gotta find your own magic poultice. Stay clear out there, guys. And may the hunters never find you.